Welcome to Scrappy ABM, your source for groundbreaking approaches that don't break the bank. ABM shouldn't cost $200K in tech to even get started. So if you want to get started with ABM or make your program even better without investing a massive amount of money, you're in the right place. Each week, we'll hear from the brightest minds in the marketing world who are redefining ABM, achieving incredible results with untraditional methods, limited resources, and a whole lot of creativity. This isn't a show about how much money you can spend on fancy tech or overhyped tools. Instead, it's about celebrating creative problem solving and the scrappiness it takes to get ABM right. We'll dive into how these marketing leaders built robust ABM strategies with limited resources, revealing the actionable insights that led to their biggest wins. So if you're a marketer ready to challenge the status quo and build a scalable, efficient, effective marketing strategy, Scrappy ABM is the show for you. So if you're ready to discover ABM strategies that are lean, impactful, and utterly transformative, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is Mason Cosby. Today we are going to be diving into another podcast conversion-based playbook. In the past two episodes where we're digging into podcast playbooks, the first was around how do you use a guest that is a true expert on the topic that you've invited them on to speak about into becoming a new business referral source. The next is then how do you convert somebody out of a story-based podcast? And then the last, but certainly not least, is the one that I think most people would like to build, which is the immediate conversion-based playbook, where you're focused on inviting a guest on that isn't on your target account list, where the primary goal is to showcase their need for your products and your services. So there's two approaches that you can take with this that I've seen both work super, super well. So one that I've seen a lot of agencies start to do is they'll invite somebody on to a show where their primary purpose is actually to do a free consulting engagement that is an hour-long episode where they're being they're interviewing the guest on all the reasons that they need help and how you can then help them. So again, I've done a couple of these episodes called Actionable Audits, which I invite a guest on that has said, I would like to go on an episode where you will consult with me for free. And what this does is it's really a great opportunity to do a free experience of what is it like to work together. And if you are specifically in the services-based space, this would be a really, really easy episode because your episode is just really your onboarding process. So for Scrappy ABM, we have two different onboarding processes. We have a podcast onboarding process. We have an ABM program onboarding process. And what I just do in our actual audits is I will walk through step by step by step. All right, what are you doing on ABM? Like, what are your data sources? What are your distribution channels? What is your destination? What is your direction? How do you track everything? And at the core, what I am doing is then walking them through what we do as the first step of any engagement, which is we do about a 20-hour deep dive diagnostic approach that comes out with all of the different viable signals that you can then build account-based programs around. We call it our signal identification process. So instead of doing that over 20 hours, I do that a condensed version that's super high level that gets them thinking in a different way. That's one approach. The other approach is on our podcast business, we end up doing about a 20-hour onboarding process to develop their strategy, their promotional plan, to help them build out a guest list. And then after that 20-hour onboarding process, we then batch record a bunch of content. So for an episode, I can just condense that down to an hour, stay pretty high level, cover it off on the bases, and then go from there. Again, what that ends up doing is they may end up taking that and running with it, which would be amazing. And you got great content from it where you can actually showcase exactly what you actually do for a living, which is also amazing that they allowed you the opportunity to create that content. So then if somebody says, hey, what's it like to work with you? You can say, you know, generally we have this onboarding process that takes about 20 hours. You know, if you really want just like a high level overview of everything that we're going to talk through, like, this is an episode that we did that kind of gave like the quick highlights for our onboarding process. And this would be a great thing for you to see. That becomes a great piece of sales enablement content. And additionally, some of these people will say, man, I did not realize how many problems we had. I really need some help. And then you end up converting them out of the show into becoming an immediate customer because you've literally given them the exact sample of what it's like to work with you. So that works super well in a services-based context. Now, what if you're in a different context? You're like, I don't know how to do that. What you want to do is the exact same thing, but instead it's focused around the diagnostics that are really largely kind of a discovery process you would do in the sales approach, with the primary goal framing it as, hey, we want to understand top industry experts and where they're winning and where they might be struggling. And then being just really honest about it. I also want to give context. People on a podcast will always make things sound better than it actually is because they're on a podcast. They want it to not sound horrible. So it's this delicate balance. They're going to pretty it up, but you can then read between the lines a little bit and understand, hey, this is what they actually mean. So again, if you really hone in on what are the problems you're experiencing, how have you tried to solve these different problems? What have been some of the things that have worked? What are some of the things that are not working? Just run a very standard discovery process. And out of that, you end up getting a podcast episode that's actually kind of interesting because you hear real actionable ways in which other leaders are trying to solve very real problems. And some people are like, I don't want to do that. That's fine. You don't have to. But this is one of the ways that you can actually convert a guest is you run a discovery-like process in a podcast episode where the primary goal is to give real-world examples of real problems that people are experiencing and offer real advice. Like actually try to help them on the podcast. Try to help them so much they wouldn't need to be your customer. Because what I have found often happens is if I tell somebody everything that I would do for them and I will tell them exactly how to do it, they still don't have the time to fix it. They still need help fixing it. So then they will hire me or our company to fix it for them. So if you tell somebody exactly what you would do and how to fix it, again, you didn't solve the time problem, and you can't solve the time problem unless they pay you, which is where the value comes in through this kind of a podcast episode. That'd be the first approach. The second approach is fairly similar in its nature. It's a bit of a mix of the original where you're inviting a guest on to showcase their expertise. But in this context, it's peer-to-peer. So instead of it being like, oh my gosh, that's a great idea, you actually challenge some of their thinking throughout the episode because they're being invited on by an expert to address the topic that they have expertise on. So in the context of, again, like I gave the example way back on the first episode of this, Donald Miller is the foremost expert on StoryBrand. Another person would be Dr. J.J. Peterson, who is one of the foremost experts on StoryBrand. So he invites people on to talk through their narrative transportation through brand messaging. You know who wrote the actual dissertation on brand narrative and brand messaging that creates narrative transportation? Dr. J.J. Peterson. So if he's talking to somebody about that, he is the actual expert. It is what he's got his doctorate in. There may be people that might be smarter than him, but they're very few and far between on that topic. So as a result, because you come from a place of true authority and expertise, you can actually offer critiques and new insights and different approaches, different thought processes that actually build up the guest's thought process over time by saying, oh my gosh, I love that idea. This is something that we've done that kind of started where you were and then took it to the next level. So like, as you're thinking through next steps, this might be a great idea. And again, it's conversational in nature. And the guests, generally speaking, don't get offended. Prime example, I went on Exit 5's podcast with Dave Gerhart. Dave gave me some different ideas about ABM. I wasn't offended. He's Dave Gerhart. I'm Mason Cosby. I have 20,000 followers on LinkedIn. Dave Gerhart was the former CMO of Drift. He may not be an ABM expert, but does he know a lot about ABM and marketing in general? Absolutely. I was not offended when an expert that is a true expert of the craft provides different perspectives and different ideas. It's one of the values of going on a podcast episode with a true expert in the field. So at the end of the day, if you're wondering, oh, how do I navigate that appropriately? You just share your honest thoughts and opinions and have a real honest conversation as peers that you happen to record and then upload it to Spotify and Apple. And again, through that conversation, what ends up happening is, surprise, your sales team can listen to that episode and they get insights on exactly the problems that your target accounts are struggling with. And then they can follow up and say, oh my gosh, thank you so much for joining this episode. We really loved having you on. Is there anything else that we might be able to help you with? And you've created a clear opportunity for somebody on your team to engage. It could be the podcast host. That's fine. It could be another team. That's fine. There are different thought processes on that. Like prime example, if we go back to a Dave Gerhart example, I would not expect Dave Gerhart to follow up with me to sell me on a membership to Exit 5. That expert is probably too busy and is the founder of a company. I would not expect that. But if someone else on this team followed up, I wouldn't be super surprised by that. So that's the first component. Second component is if it's someone like me that is an expert on scrappy ABM, my organization is at a size and a capacity where it would likely make sense for me to still follow up in that context. But 3 years from now, I hope that it doesn't make sense that I'm the person that would follow up. So contextually, it's a matter of where you are as an organization. But if you're a much larger scale organization, then ideally you have your executive level leader that is the subject matter expert internally addressing these topics with other experts in the field. And then you have a sales team that follows up or a marketer that follows up that's supporting the podcast production. So at the core, these are the approaches that you can take. And it's using the actual information that you gather. And something really simple could be, hey, you mentioned that you were struggling with these things in your podcast episode. We have these resources and these assets that really help solve some of those problems. And now you're coming as a value-added person and showcasing, hey, I actually listen to our company's podcast because it's actually pretty good. And instead of, hey, it sounds like you were struggling with these problems, would you like to book a call? By continuing to just engage in the conversation and keep the person engaged, they will continue to trust you. And if you can continue to follow up with great content and next step content that educates them all along the way, eventually they'll hit a point where the core challenge they can't solve for is their time. And then they'll buy from you because you save them the time, or you make it go faster, or you save them money, because if they were to do it with their time, then it would cost more because of their salary than if you were to do it. So again, what you end up saving for is time by building trust and showcasing true expertise and saying, again, at the end of the day, these are massive challenges that a lot of people experience. We help tons of people solve these problems. And here are some ways that we've done that. Would you want help? The answer is no, that's okay. You got a great podcast episode that may convert other people down the road. Amazing. But if yes, amazing. You just converted one of your target accounts. So it's truly thinking through the episode and how do you invite somebody on and actually have an expert as the host? Because the final piece to this and why most podcasts fail, and I keep seeing it happen, is we'll bring a show to life that's run by a content marketing manager or that's run by a marketing specialist as the host that's interviewing like CHROs and trying to be a thought leader in the HR space when two jobs back they were in the fintech space or they were in the martech space. That makes no sense. So of course your podcast isn't converting anybody because you don't have an expert that's actually leading with any kind of a thought. That's no offense to any content marketers. It's just the honest truth. So if you want a show that actually converts people, create peer-to-peer conversations that are actually insightful, where you get the guests thinking differently in showcasing the value that you could provide by partnering. Because otherwise, you're just wasting a bunch of time. So sorry for getting on a soapbox, but at the end of the day, to convert a guest, you have to make them think differently. And a podcast is a great way to do that because you've got a captive guest that wants to share their thoughts, that's there to have a great conversation. So when you are the expert and you invite another person onto the show, showcase authority, showcase expertise, help them. Help them so much they would not need you. And the reason that they will buy is because they don't have the time to fix it themselves. And then you'll have a much higher conversion and a much higher degree of trust because you built trust through the entire process. I hope this has been helpful. If you have any other thoughts and questions, feel free to reach out to me over LinkedIn, and we'll see you in the next one. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Scrappy ABM. If you enjoyed this week's episode, go ahead and give us a follow so that you don't miss a single episode. We drop every single Monday so that you can start your week off right. And if you're looking for additional great content just like this, go check out scrappyabm.com. We're building a library of frameworks, guides, templates, processes, and tools so you have everything that you need to build a low-budget, high-impact, scrappy program. Again, thank you for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. This has been your host, Mason Cosby, and we look forward to seeing you in the next one.